Earlier this month, there was a notable increase in jellyfish sightings in southern Maine waters. The reason for this phenomenon is not entirely clear, say scientists, but it's prompting some of the state's hardiest swimmers to think twice before jumping in the water. Kerry McCusker, an endurance athlete and coach from Cape Elizabeth, says she saw unusual-looking jellies last week, just a short boat ride from the South Portland Marina towards Peaks Island.
That's where we saw them in the water right around here. Yeah.
The creatures have since disappeared, but McCusker, who's been swimming in these waters most of her life, assures me they were here in huge numbers.
We were out on taking a little pre-dinner ice cream run to Peaks, and we went out to the backside of Long Island and stopped, and it was very calm. We were floating, and my daughter and her friend were suddenly spotting jellyfish floating around. So they actually took one of the boat hooks, and they were stirring up the water and trying to, and then we just started spotting a whole bunch. So
what do they look like?
So some of them are about the size of like your hand spread out and clear, and then others I would say were about 6 or 7 inches across and kind of bell-shaped and almost a little bit purplish in color. That's what we saw by Long, and then by Peaks we saw one that was orange, and they're vibrant and they have quite a few tentacles.
Chris Taylor of Scarborough also witnessed the presence of jellies. He normally swims in the ocean twice a week this time of year, but is a little reluctant this year.
Someone started emailing our swim group saying, hey, look out for some of the jellies that we just saw in the bay. And so I chimed in as well saying, oh yeah, I've seen them too, and this is the first time in that I can remember that I've seen them.
Taylor's sighting occurred earlier this month as he was kayaking up the Scarborough River towards the sea.
And I just started noticing large jellyfish. At first I was like, wow, those are pretty big, and then noticed that they had these long tendrils, and you know, I saw one and thought that was odd, and then saw more and more of them, and so that was kind of concerning. And I started thinking to myself, I wonder how long those tendrils are.
Taylor pulled his kayak, which is 17 feet long, up alongside to check the size, and found the tendrils were at least as long as the boat. So how unusual are these sightings? Andrew Pershing is Chief Scientific Officer at the Gulf of Maine Research Institute.
It's really, really hard to say what's typical when it comes to jellyfish. They're just, you know, they're a kind of organism that we don't sample very well. And so we just really don't have good baseline data to say that this is unusual or not.
The term jellyfish is very broad, he says, and refers to a variety of sea life described as gelatinous zooplankton. Regarding the recent sightings in Casco Bay, Pershing says the smaller ones are most likely the types known as tenophores or comb jellies and Aurelia aurita, known as moon jellies, both of which offer little or no stinging threat to humans. The larger, more brightly coloured ones with long tentacles, he says, are the species known as lion's mane jellyfish, which can give an unpleasant sting.
What's so fascinating about jellyfish was that they're plankton, right? So they get pushed and pulled by the current. So they're not there, and then all of a sudden they're there.
Couple this with the fact that ocean monitoring buoys identified a big pulse of warm water flowing into the Gulf of Maine earlier this month, and he says you have one possible explanation for the sudden appearance of jellyfish. A similar proliferation occurred 2 years ago, he says, during the warmer-than-usual summer of 2012. More widely, some scientists argue that jellyfish are becoming increasingly pervasive globally because they're better suited to withstand changes in the ocean environment.
There's something out there called the jelly oceans hypothesis.
Nicholas Record is a senior research scientist at the Bigelow Laboratory for Ocean Sciences in Booth Bay.
And some scientists have hypothesized that we're shifting toward an ocean that's dominated more by gelatinous species than by things like fish. And there are a variety of causes, from overfishing to low oxygen, things related to pollution, usually man-made causes. But that hypothesis is debated as well.
Something that all ocean scientists agree on, however, is the need to learn more about jellyfish. In the meantime, endurance athlete Kerry McCusker says last week's sighting has chilled her enthusiasm for swimming in Casco Bay.
So what do you make of this? Are you a bit reluctant to go back in?
Or? Yes, I'm actually. There was the biggest one was floating by the Peaks Island Pier, which is where we always jump off.
Yeah.
So I'm not going in.